Suffolk Accord 012.
Hi, this is Peter. Where have you been? Oh, no, sorry. It's me that's been. Ah, well. Never mind. Straight into some music. This could be a karaoke track for Adam. Enjoy it. More cowbell! More cowbell! That was a particularly pleasant, rather raw sound from Jet Vicious. They're based in Sweden, in Lidköping. And that's actually, I think that's their first play on a podcast through the Podsafe Music Network. So welcome, guys. It's good to have you around. I can't actually tell you a great deal about the band at the moment, except that they consist of Ronit Granell on vocals, Martin Henningsen on drums, Linkan on bass, and two Michaels, or Mikael. It's Mikael Rodbrandt and Mikael Salin on guitars. As I say, they're based in Sweden. We're getting some really quite interesting stuff, aren't we, out of Scandinavia these days? It's rather good. Things have moved on since ABBA. I've only got one date in the diary for them, and that's on the 3rd of June. So that's almost exactly a month. Yeah, it's the 3rd of May today. And that's at the Solkult Festival in 2006, and that is, in fact, in Lidköping. So, good to have you around, as I say, guys. If you've got any more information about the band, or any other gigs you're doing, or whatever, get in touch. Be pleased to pass the word on. Rather reminiscent in parts, I thought, of early Stones stuff. Got that edge, which is rather appealing. As I think I warned last time, or you may not have considered it a warning, you may have considered it a reprieve, it was unlikely that I'd get a show done last week, and in fact that turned out to be the case. It was a fairly frantic week, and I realised, of course, I haven't spoken to you since the Brit podcasters meetup in London for beer and darts at the Bricklayers Arms, which turned out to be a fantastic afternoon. It started at 3. I got there about 10 to or something, and there were sort of 4 or 5 guys hanging around. There were Paul, and if I say Paul, I mean that's half the crew for a start, and of course Neil and a bunch of others who had organised things. And it was absolutely brilliant. We had a fantastic time, met loads of really interesting people, got loads of ideas, and it was a good do. Met Jester, you know, my music and my eye dog. It was it's great. It was really weird, you know. You were sort of standing around talking to someone, and you'd hear a voice you recognise, and you turn around, and you didn't know them at all. We didn't recognise them by sight. You just knew their voice, and then you realised, actually, well, I do know a bit about you because I listened to your show. It was great. One particular pleasure was to hook up with Don McAllister from Screencasts Online and the Euromac podcast. If you are a Mac user and you've not discovered Screencasts Online or the Euromac podcast, do so. Don is... Well, he's kind of responsible, really, for me getting started on podcasting. I'd just briefly heard about it, and then very soon after that, discovered Don's podcast about how to get started on it, using, I think it was GarageBand he was suggesting. And I did. I absolutely followed his instructions, and you are listening to the result. But there's loads of other stuff that Don does. He does lots of product reviews, and it's really good. So if you are a Mac user, that's the place to get to. Of course, there were a lot of people there. I think it got to about 40 or 50 people by the end of the session. And most of them are active podcasters, and one or two who weren't. Two in particular who weren't, who didn't exactly gatecrash the place, but were really interesting to talk to, was Ron Bloom and Chris Jacobs from Podshow. These are effectively the partners with Adam Curry in Podshow. And they were delightful. They spent a lot of time with us and seemed genuinely interested in what was going on in the British podcasting scene. I say seemed, they were. I spent a lot of time actually talking to Chris Jacob, and sorry, Chris, if that got a bit tiring, but there we are. You have to milk you for all you're worth while you're there. And got loads of idea from Chris. Chris is kind of responsible for the monetization, the advertising deals and that sort of thing. Got some brilliant ideas from him. And the biggest thrill of all, and a lot of people said this actually, if you are a Daily Source Code listener and you listen to Adam Curry fairly regularly, you will know the name Patricia. This is Adam's wife. And she came along, and a whole bunch of us were more thrilled about that, I think, than anything else. She was delightful, along with Ron's wife, Marta, who... bravely put in a show despite having just flown across the Atlantic. It was just great. It was great. So thanks very much to the people who organised it, in particular the Britcasters, and of course to Adam, Ron and Chris for taking time out of their very busy schedule to come and spend time with us, just hanging out. It was lovely. I think it was one of the pools gave Adam a cowbell, and that has become something of a permanent feature on the Daily Source Code over the last week or so. I have to have another get together and take it away from him again. From the Podsafe Music Network, this is Katie Foffel from New Jersey. Can you almost hear the cowbell? Can you hear it? Waffle from either New York City or New Jersey, depending on whether you believe the MySpace or the Podsafe Music Network info. Anyway, regardless of where she's from, she's obviously going places. Oh, that was crass. Anyway, she's got lots of gigs. She's a busy woman. She's gone, where are we? May the 6th, she's playing the Small World Cafe in Princeton, New Jersey. And on the 12th, at the Living Room in New York. That's a good gig. On the 13th, the Gristmill Cafe in Andover, New Jersey. 31st, Crash Mansion, New York. And I'll just run through the June ones. There's only, what, three of them. And they are on the 10th, back at the Small World Cafe in Princeton. On the 22nd, at the Knitting Factory Tap Bar, and that's in New York. And on the 30th, that's the last of the June gigs, Blue Seed Studios at Sarant Lake, New Jersey. New York. And those are just the May and June dates. There's lots more beyond that. She's got quite a bit of stuff already released on CD, and you can find that at her MySpace and order it, I think, through either direct from there or through iTunes or whatever. And her address is all the W's, myspace.com/Katie. This is the bit, Foffle. How do you think you spell it? No, you're probably wrong. I'll tell you. It's K-A-T-Y. That's fairly obvious. And then the Foffle is, it rhymes with waffle, or maybe that's waffle. But anyway, it's spelt P-F-A-F-F-L. Okay, to do that phonetically, it's Papa Foxtrot Alpha Foxtrot Foxtrot Lima. And of course, if you've got access to this awfully clever interweb thingy, chap, net, whatever, you'll find the links in the show notes at suffolkandcool.com. Easy peasy. I mentioned that this last week was just a bit on the busy side. Believe me, it was. Oh dear, I don't do too much travelling these days, and most of my time is in the barn here, being terribly creative, wouldn't you? And this week was, it was a bit all over the place really. On Tuesday I was back down in London again, and did a day's solid graft down there, and then at the end of the afternoon it was, it must have been about 4:30, something like that, by the time I got away. And this was from, I mentioned before, The Elephant and Castle. If you're bemused, just listen back to last week's show, or the last show. And getting out of London by car at that time of day is, well, it just doesn't happen. So I struggled manfully along through the delights of Vauxhall, over the river, and up into Chelsea, and went to my favourite cafe in the world, a place called Picasso. If you know the King's Road, you probably know Picasso. It's been there for a very long time. It was certainly there when I lived down that way many years ago. In fact, we used to live, it was about three doors, I think, from Vivian Westwood's shop, you know, the fashion designer, and Malcolm McLaren, who, whilst things were happening down at the World's End of the King's Road in Chelsea, put together the Sex Pistols. And they were, well, I'll say next door but one or two. I can't remember. The shop went through a whole load of different names. At one time it was called something like Too Fast to Live, Too Young to Die, something like that. And when we were there quite a bit of the time, had a big fluffy sign outside that just was called a Sex, which kind of got to the point, really. Anyway, when we were down there, I must tell you this, actually, when we were down there, if you know the King's Road, or if you can find it on a map of London, and it's in Chelsea, and there's a sort of a kink in the road, and that's heading down towards, at one end of the King's Road is Sloane Square, where there's a tube station, and the other end is called the World's End, and there really isn't much there, actually. There's kind of kink in the road, and the house was just on that kink. It actually belonged to the record company, Island Records, who I was working for at the time. And it's now an art gallery, but at the time, it was just an empty house with an empty shop and an empty basement at the bottom of it. Now, there were only the two of us there, and so we just lived on the top floor. There was a small kitchen up there and a bedroom. It was fairly quiet, it was airy, and it was fine. On one occasion, I went off to New York and LA with one of the bands I was working with, and left my... might have been wife by that stage. I can't remember. At home. And things got a little bit out of hand because there was a new band which was being put together, and they were started using the basement as a rehearsal studio at night. Now, at the time, Mel was working in Park Royal for a large brewery pub company doing interior design work, and that was basically 9 till 5. Now, bands tend not to keep terribly... Well, they keep regular hours, but they're not normally 9 to 5 type hours. What used to happen was that they'd sort of roll in at, I don't know, late evening, say about 11 o'clock, which would be just about the time Mel was going to sleep, and start their rehearsals down in the basement. And, oh boy, were they loud. I remember hearing them from the States over the telephone from the top floor of the house, and it was like there was the shop was in the ground floor, then there was a huge sitting room on the first floor, went right through the length of the house, and then there was another floor, and then the floor above that was where Merle was trying to sleep, and it just got a bit silly because they went on till, I don't know, 6 or 7 in the morning, and then went home to bed. Just about the time she was getting up to walk up to the tube station to go up to Park Royal to work, it didn't work out too well. However, she does have the distinction of having been one of the very first people to hear Paul Rogers' then new band called Bad Company, because that was the band that was rehearsing in the basement. Noisy lot. I see that Paul Rogers is now with Queen, and... which is good. He's just a brilliant singer. I worked with him briefly when he was the singer with Free. Do you remember? All Right Now? Hey, loads of cowbell on that one. In fact, I did see on the Podsafe Music Network there is a version of All Right Now, which seems kind of odd, really, because it must be under copyright. And I don't know whether someone has just misunderstood what Podsafe Music Network is about. Oh, let's live dangerously. I'll just pull a little bit of that up and you can tell me if you think it's the same tune. Hey, cowbells! This has got to be the ultimate cowbell song, isn't it? Yeah, I think that's the same song. We'll fade that one out fairly quickly. I don't suppose it'll be on there for very long. It's a shame. I'd love to be able to play the original version by Free. I think that has to be the ultimate boom-whap, boom-boom-whap, lots of cowbell rock tune. It would have to go to me with me to my desert island. Anyway, that was Tuesday. And went over to near Banbury and stayed with my daughter, Eve, on Tuesday night, and indeed Wednesday night, because I had a conference to go to in Birmingham on Wednesday. Oh, do you see what this... It's just been such a bewildering week, because not only was there all of last week, but there were also bank holidays and things that sort of got in the way left, right and centre. That was this weekend, wasn't it? Ah, crazy, crazy time of year. So anyway, yeah, stayed with Eve on Tuesday night and Wednesday night, and went to the conference in Birmingham on Wednesday. This was a conference about the use of e-learning, e-technology type stuff in learning. And it was fascinating. There was actually... As a confirmed Mac user, I'm almost loath to admit this, but there was a brilliant guy from Microsoft. No, it's true. He really was. He was excellent. A guy called Chris Yap, who did a brilliant keynote and really had his finger on the pulse of where things were going, where the technology was going, where particularly the use of mobile technology was going, and where education could, or some of the opportunities for education, learning, to exploit those technologies. And he was absolutely brilliant. But unfortunately, that was kind of undone by somebody towards the end of the conference who also did a speech or a presentation. And it was one of those situations, you know, where things are going absolutely fine. You're energized, full of lift, buzzing. And then somebody comes along and sucks it all away again. And this person was absolutely amazing. She managed to reduce the enthusiasm and the excitement in the room to almost a negative quotient before she'd finished. It was quite an impressive performance, not one that I would ever wish to see again. And the unfortunate thing is that this is actually apparently representative of the view of the big body, the big brothers that inspect education and training, vocational training in this country. And you think, we're not going anywhere too fast, are we? Not going anywhere at all. So anyway, never mind, that was fine. Stay with Eve, as I say, had a lovely time seeing her and John. And on Thursday, oh yeah, the thing on Wednesday was at the Millennium, what's it called, Millennium Point or something, think tank in Birmingham. Amazing architecture. I'll stick a link in the show notes if you're interested in modern building design. Have a look at that. It's really impressive. Anyway, after that, Thursday and Friday were 2 days spent with an amazingly buzzy bunch of people on a development project. Looking at learning, and probably going to be incorporating some of the good stuff about e-learning into that, with some colleagues, Anna, Eddie, John, Dillis, Phil, and the new star, Claire, from Ipswich, which is in Suffolk. Well, you know, she'd have to be good, wouldn't she? And she is. She's really good. And that was at a place called Bilsley Manor, where we get obscenely cheap rates for a really nice hotel. It's not that often that you sort of sat there having your lunch and a helicopter lands outside the window, and a bunch of people get out the helicopter, come in. We were in the restaurant. They could only afford a bar snack.
Ever since computers picked up the handy ability to play decent-sounding music, fans have overwhelmingly defaulted to
Suffolk Uncool
because it sounds pretty good.
From California, this is Migs. Turn it up loud and have a good listen. There's some interesting stuff in here. This is called Suddenly Wonderful.
Put your arms around my neck. It's suddenly wonderful.
Many things seem broken. I know I'm one of them. But anything worth hoping needs someone to hang on. And I'm at the edge of all my dreams. Nothing's within reach, it seems. But I can't see it. Put your arms around my neck. Suddenly everything's wonderful. Don't look down, don't look up. Everything's suddenly wonderful. So many doubts unspoken. I know I've tons of them. So hard to sit still through the smoke screen. That joke, hold on. We're staring back across the sand. The taste slipped like water through my hands. I still see it, I still see it. Put your arms around my neck. Suddenly everything's wonderful. Don't look down, don't look up. Everything's suddenly wonderful. And put your arms around my neck. Suddenly everything's wonderful. And don't look down, and don't look up. Everything's
hang on tight and hold your breath, 'cause I'm scared too. But close your eyes, we ain't done yet with everything.
It breaks my heart to come this far and watch you turn everything beautiful from upside down and inside out, when suddenly anything's possible.
That was Migs, who I trust are now tucked up in their little beddy byes. A, because it's very late at night in California. Also because I just finished the most grueling tour, doing some of the 22 shows in 30 days, which is hard graft by anybody's standards. They've got a relatively new album out called Insomnia. That's been out since February, and you can get that and loads of other information and merchandise from their website, which is all the www.migsband.com. The fact that they've just finished a big tour doesn't mean they're stopping completely. They're playing a date on Saturday night, the 6th, that's at Sonoma State University in California. So if you're around, try and catch that one. Meanwhile, we're going to finish off today with, I think, the first Japanese band we played. This is what's so exciting about music these days. You get a late 30s singer-songwriter who hooks up with a Spanish guitarist and then meets some classically trained musicians in Yokohama. He ends up sounding like this. Take a listen. Goki Quarteto.
I ride with my body, I ride with my hands. My heart's no more than 100 crumpled pages. Every desire, every demand follows the line my pencil traces. Panties where you left them, socks miles apart. Chase a bargain through a sleepless night. Ink amounts with additional miles. Do what I know, put things away and think of you more. I crossed a line that I tried to rub out, a smudge between curiosity and love.
Find all the information that I've got about them on the show notes at suffolkandcool.com, and by all means use the link on there to get in touch. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for being subscribed. You're Suffolk and Cool.